Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we look ahead to the very first car-free day in Cork City. Tomorrow, Cork City Centre will be car-free from 12 noon until 6:30pm. Cork has been designated by the EC as one of 100 European locations, leading the transition to become a climate-neutral city. The Transport and Mobility Forum Cork is a representative group of organisations who have a common interest in sustainable and active travel. Dr. Darren McAdam O'Connell is the coordinator.
This is not a new idea, and there's not one place it's come from. You know, ever since cars were first driven into cities, people have wished that they could have the peace and quiet and the space back in their cities. So there has always been a push from this, right from the 1950s. You know, there's an exhibition in the Crawford at the moment with a film showing about how architecture and planning students in the 1960s were campaigning very strongly to get the streets of the city back from cars. This is something that's always been pushed. It's only now we're finally achieving that, to get a more equal balance between the rights of people to enjoy their city and then the rights of other people to drive through it. We have to emphasise this is about giving back the streets in the city centre to the people of Cork, getting people out onto the streets, which should be a social space. Now, and we're doing this without limiting any access for cars to anywhere the cars need to go. All the car parks will still be open. There will be no routes through the city that you won't be able to take. All of the streets are already bypassed. You should never be driving down those streets in any case, unless you're going to that street. And the likes of blue badge holders and that will still be allowed in, as will taxis and buses and any critical deliveries. And the reason why we're choosing a Saturday afternoon is because businesses tell us a Saturday afternoon, it's when they want people in shopping or eating or socialising and spending money, and they're too busy to be accepting deliveries at that time anyway.
The Car Free Day initiative comes following research commissioned by Cork City Council's Climate Action Unit that revealed 29% of greenhouse gas emissions in Cork City are caused by road transport. Another survey showed nearly two-thirds of people living in Cork strongly agree that the city must transform into a more sustainable place to live and work. The survey also found Cork people have a good understanding of the most effective actions needed to reduce carbon emissions. Other findings from the survey revealed 86% of Cork people want more pedestrianised streets and 89% want more trees on city streets.
Most car journeys, you will actually go quicker walking in the city. And it's just habit that has people driving. We're not talking about people who are living out in isolated rural areas where this is not possible. But in the city centre, transport is the largest proportion of our greenhouse gas emissions in terms of climate change. But perhaps more importantly, in the city, the particulates, the pollution that's given off locally, we're not talking about from anywhere distance, just locally on the streets you're on, have a huge effect on health. And the person this affects most is the people in the cars. Actually, you know, the closer you get to the source of pollution, the more effect it has on you. And it's so severe that the studies have shown that driving every day rather than walking and cycling doubles your risk of death in a year. It takes 10 to 20 years off your life expectancy. Every time somebody drives through the city, they're putting their own health at risk. They're damaging their own health. They're damaging the health of the people around them. So even for one day, to have that cleaner air, to allow more people to get out and exercise on the street, because there's pretty much nothing better for your health, will have a meaningful effect.
This Saturday, the quays will be open to traffic as normal and street closures will be applied to Patrick Street, North Main Street, Cornmarket Street, Castle Street and Adelaide Street from 12 noon to 6:30. Buses and taxis will be able to access Patrick Street as normal. Cork City Green Party councillor Oliver Moran hopes instead of tomorrow's initiative being seen as unusual, it can be seen as the beginning of a new normal for Cork.
The irony is that when people visit places like Kildare Village, what they're visiting is a simulation of a town centre without cars. That's what's so attractive about it. It's the same with out-of-town shopping centres like Mountain Point. You park your car and you walk around the shops. The survey released this week by Cork City Council showed 86% of people want more pedestrianised streets. Traders associations are coming around to this too. That's a huge difference between now and 4 years ago, to have the traders on board and behind this. What it will do as well is give a sense of where Cork is going in the near future. When Bus Connect is in place, when hopefully the Lewis is in place, and we're less car dependent, but we can experience some of that now and start building towards it. What I would say to other motorists, and remember I'm a motorist too, is to come into town like you ordinarily would. Yes, it's car-free day, but if you usually drive into town, then drive into town like you ordinarily would. Park in a car park like you ordinarily would. The difference will be that you can now walk around, shop and enjoy the city centre freely, like that Kildare Village experience, but in a real way. Sure, it would be great if you took the bus or cycled in or used a park and ride, but there's no need. What I want people to get out of this Saturday is that yes, this is manageable and actually a really good thing, and it should be every day of the week and not just one day a year.
To learn more about Car Free Day, visit Cork City Council online or check the show notes of this episode.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.